of it, the film, the easy answer is that the film is as truthful and authentic as I know how to make it. Absolutely, there are one or two fictionalized things, and of course we conflate events. Otherwise, you have to look at 22 hours of documentary, and you know it being biography or the History Channel. So, Babyface Nelson was killed by those guys, but he wasn't killed exactly at that moment in time. Homer Van Meter, in fact, was killed exactly that way, but a little bit later. I mean, so it all, you know, Red was shot in the back, just like that, by a man with a rifle. It was outside, I think, Mason City, Iowa. So, I mean, they broke out of Little Bohemia exactly how they do in the film, and that is the real Little Bohemia. That was the real place. And when the bedroom and everything that John Dillinger was in, that was the bedroom he was in. That was the bed that he slept in. Crown Point jailbreak. Not only was that exactly how they did it, that was the Crown Point jail. That was the real jail. It had been abandoned in 1974. It was a mess. You know, it was all, you know, rusted steel and walls falling in, and we restored the entire jail. So that really was his cell. The Biograph looked just like the old Biograph until about a year before we shot. Then somebody made it into a legitimate theater. They took down the marquee and remodeled everything. We had to put it all back to exactly the way it was. And where Johnny dies, that is exactly the square foot of Chicago that his head dropped on, right there in that alley, exactly 88 feet from the entrance to the place. So when he lived 3 minutes after he was shot, after he was down, and you know when his head was down there and he was looking at that brick wall and some old telephone pole, that's the brick wall and that's the telephone pole that he was looking at. That's what his eyes were seeing. So.